When I was still skating in Barrie, mm-hmm. I used to give, there were a lot of, we called them the baby teams at the rink.
Mm-hmm.
The really young ice dancers, juvenile, pre-juvenile. I used to teach them dance classes
mm-hmm.
in the summer. But other than that, I hadn't really taught many dance classes before. It was more just if I needed to fill in for somebody. But mm-hmm. I really enjoyed doing that this summer. I got to know a lot of the other skaters in the rink. I hadn't been there for a couple years, so mm-hmm. I hadn't seen a lot of the really young skaters grow up, and it was fun to kind of get reintegrated with all of the single skaters mm-hmm. at Mariposa.
And you were teaching ballet and contemporary?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you find that kind of having that experience, you know, having done a lot of off-ice dance, but also obviously being a skater, that kind of adds something more useful for skaters who need to learn dance?
Yeah, I think it allowed me to really adapt the syllabus that I was teaching them to mm-hmm. skater-specific needs.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of extensions and just general strength in holding extensions, allowing yourself to move with an extension, keeping your body still, holding your core, and just general fluid movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really helped having a good understanding of both aspects of it, skating and dance, that I could really adapt the program to a skater's needs.
Mm-hmm.